listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We want to give honor and praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank him for keeping us throughout 2022, and now we are in a new year. Praise God. He has been good to us, and his grace and mercy has kept us. So we want to give him all the glory, honor, and praise. We are continuing in the book of Romans, the epistle of Paul to the Romans. And we are in chapter 3. We are about to finish chapter 3, and then we will go on to chapter 4. But before we begin, let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for enabling us, oh God, to see another year. Father God, we are so grateful for what you have done and what you are doing in our lives. So we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that as we go, O God, through this year, that we will continually, O God, look to you by faith. Our focus will be upon you, Jesus, looking unto you, the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will stabilize us in your word. O God, as your word continue to come forth to us, O God, we will not just be hearers, but we will be doers of your word. Grant us your grace, O God, to persevere, even in challenging times, O God, we pray. Give us, O God Almighty, that power, O God, to resist temptation, O God, and to walk by faith, O God, and not by sight. Father, we thank you right now for who you are and what you're doing in our lives. Thank you for your word to your people this evening, and we pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that as those that are listening, as they hear your word, they will purpose in your heart, in their hearts, O God, to obey you. Father God, we just thank you right now for your love, for your grace, for your mercy, for your protection upon your people. And we pray, O God Almighty Lord, that this year will be a prosperous year in you, Jesus, that we will grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you and we look to you by faith. As your word go forth, we pray for those that are not yet saved. They will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you and we lift you high, for you are exalted far above all else. There is none like you. So we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We continue in Romans. Romans chapter 3. We are on, last time we stopped at verse 30 and almost the end. It has 31 verses. So we're going to finish up in chapter 3, and then we will go on to chapter 4. And we see where Paul was just making it so clear that he came to the conclusion that man is justified by faith without the works of the law. So we are only declared righteous in the sight of God when we place our trust in Jesus Christ, the Son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten of the Father, who came and died for us, rose again, lived forevermore. The word of God tells us that our faith must be in him. That's the only way we are declared righteous, is when we put our faith in Jesus Christ. So the word of God is telling us that anyone who put their faith in Jesus, whether Jew or Gentile, they are justified by God the Father. So we are on verse 30, which says, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. And we see God is one God, and he is the one, he's the justifier of both Jews and Gentiles. So we see, people of God, whether we are Jews or Gentile, once we put our faith in Jesus Christ, then we are justified by God the Father. We are declared righteous, people of God. Our record is now clear, because we have put our trust in the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. So our righteousness is not in ourselves, it's not in the works that we do, but our righteousness is by placing our faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord. So we are going to go to verse 31, the last verse of chapter 3. The word said, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yeah, we establish the law. So Paul was asking the question, seeing that both Jews and Gentiles are justified by faith, is the law now become meaningless or empty? He answered the question, God forbid, by no means. Yeah, we who are justified by faith in Christ establish the law. We now set up the law. The law is now what? In our hearts. We now are enabled by the Holy Spirit to live the law, to show forth the righteousness of the law. People of God, the law is righteous. Every little jot and tittle, every bit of it is righteous. But we, in our unrighteous state, in our human state, in our human nature, cannot live the law perfectly. But when we are enabled by the Holy Spirit, people of God, we can live the law. We can live a life holy, righteous, pleasing to God. We are called to live right. We are called to do what is right. We are called to do good deeds. But good deeds does not save us. People of God, good deeds are a byproduct of the new life that we have in Christ Jesus. Good deeds come because we are now a new creation in Christ. The word of God says we are God's workmanship created unto good works. So we see, people of God, we are justified by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. But after we put our faith in him, we automatically start to do good because goodness is in us. So we now can do good to please God. People of God, we have to come to that point to understand that the law is not made void. We are called to live right, to do right, to walk right. But we can't do it on our own. We have the blessed Holy Spirit to enable us, to help us, to give us that power to resist temptation and to live righteously, to live godly in this present world. So we are now going on to Romans chapter 4, and we continue. Romans chapter 4, verse 1. Paul said, what shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found. We continue in verse 2. For if Abraham were justified by works, he has where to glory, but not before God. So Paul was saying that if it was the works that Abraham did that declared him righteous, he would have what to boast about, because Abraham did some good works, yes, but not before God. And many of us, people of God, would have so much to boast about if it was our good works that would save us. But no, it's not our good works that save us. It's not our good works that makes us righteous before God. But it's by placing our faith, our confidence in Jesus Christ the Son, who he is and what he has done for us at the cross. So we see Paul was making it clear that if Abraham were justified by works, he has where to glory, he has where to boast, he has what to boast about, but not before God, because his works would make him righteous before God. He could boast in his works, yes, but that would make him righteous before God, because his righteousness comes through faith. Our righteousness comes through faith, by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. Look at verse 3 of Romans 4. For what says the scripture? Abraham believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. And Paul here was quoting from Genesis 15, 6. And I'm going to read Genesis 15, 6, and we see exactly what Paul was saying. The word of God said in Genesis 15, 6, and he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he believed in the Lord, speaking of Abraham, and he counted it to him for righteousness. So it was Abraham's faith that placed him in right standing with God. Not his works, his faith. He believed God. His obedience to God showed that he believed God. Abraham obeyed the words of God, which is a clear indication of his faith in God. People of God, when we truly believe God, we walk in obedience. When we're walking in disobedience, we don't believe. And we pray that we will cry out like this man. Say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. We need to come to that place of confessing to God that we need help to believe, to truly trust him, to walk by faith, to walk in obedience. When we believe, we will step out and we will do what God has called us to do. Abraham believed God and he stepped out by faith. Come out from among your people. Come, I'm going to send you to a place where you have never been before. Abraham didn't hesitate, but he stepped out by faith, believing God. God is calling us to a place of obedience, people of God. God is calling us to obey his word and to live by faith and not by sight. Look at verse 4 of Romans 4. Now to him that worketh is the reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. What was Paul saying here? Paul was saying to him that works, he should expect payment. This is not a favor that is granted to this individual, but a payment owed for the work he did. So it is saying to us, people of God, if we believe that it is our works that truly save us, then we are going to be looking for that reward. And not knowing that it is God's favor, God's unmerited favor. The word of God tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. And not of ourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. People of God, we have to come to that place of understanding what God is saying to us. Look at verse 5 in Romans 4. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Paul was saying that the person who does not do good works to have right standing with God, but believes on Christ Jesus, the righteous one, who justifies or declares us righteous, his faith or his trust in Jesus is accounted as righteousness. It is his faith in Jesus Christ that is accounted as righteousness. People of God, it's our faith in Christ that makes us right before God. It's not our works. We could be involved in all these different activities and we have not placed our faith in Jesus Christ. Then we are not righteous before God. We're not justified before God. It's only by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. People of God, we have to come to understand, even Jesus in the book of St. John, the word tells us that the Jews came to him asking, what must we do to do the works of God? But Jesus said, believe on him whom he has sent. Believe. Believe. That's when you're going to come into right standing with God. So we are to come to that place, people of God, where we understand that it's not our good works that are going to save us. It is by placing our faith, our confidence in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He alone is righteous. He alone is good. He alone is holy. He alone is true. Only in him can we put our trust. We can't trust ourselves because we fail, but he never fails. Blessed be his name. Look at verse 6 of Romans chapter 4. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. Look at that word imputed. That this word is an accounting word, a financial word, which means to place credit to. So Paul was saying, going back in the scriptures, in Psalm 32, 1 to 2, the word tells us Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. So Paul was quoting from Psalm 32, 1 to 2. And it's saying in verse 7 also, the scriptures are here showing in verse 7, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. And verse 8 said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So Paul was saying that even David in Psalm 32, 1 to 2, had a revelation as he wrote this psalm, that it is not by our works that we are justified, but by faith in God. So it's not by our works. So David saw that so long ago before Christ came, that it is not by our works. David was there. He was under the law. But he was just saying, it's not by trying to keep the law that we are saved. But he sees that it is by God's grace, through faith, that we are justified and we are declared righteous by God. So it's saying to us, people of God, those of us who place our trust in Jesus Christ have received God's unmerited favor. Our iniquity and our sins are atoned for. They are blotted out, erased. Our record is now clean. The Lord does not keep our sin on record, but he now imputes his righteousness to our record. This is now credited to our record. That's what the word impute means. It's now credited to our record, to our account. Our account says that we are God's righteous heritage. Those that put their trust in the begotten Son, Jesus Christ, those who believe that he is the Son of God and that he paid for our redemption at the cross by his own blood. If we truly believe, people of God, we are declared righteous, we are justified, declared righteous by God the Father. So it is showing us, people of God, that we have to come to understand that even before the grace dispensation, David had a revelation of the grace of God that is allocated to humanity. David saw it and he cried out, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered, whose sins are atoned for by the atoning blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word said, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. He said, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So the Lord will not keep a record of sin on those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ. So it is just showing us, people of God, that we, as God's people, reminding us that we are justified by placing our faith, our confidence in Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Look at verse 9 of Romans 4. Commit this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? Paul was asking a question. Does this come only upon the Jews only, or upon the Gentiles also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. So Paul asks the question, is this favor upon the Jews only, or also upon the Gentiles, the uncircumcision? For the Jews, for the Jews say that Abraham's faith was credited as righteousness. So the Jews believe that they now, through righteous Abraham, have received that same righteousness. But people of God, it is showing us that we as individuals have to put our faith in Christ individually. We can't look at somebody and say, okay, they have their faith in Christ, I'm just gonna rely on their faith also. No, each and every individual has to place their faith in Christ Jesus, and then they will be justified by placing their faith in Christ Jesus. Look on verse. Look on verse 10 of Romans chapter 4. How was it then reckoned when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in uncircumcision, but in uncircumcision. So Paul was asking the question, how was righteousness imputed to Abraham when he had the outward sign of circumcision to establish the covenant, or when he did not yet have the sign of the covenant? He was asking the question. But he gave the answer, people of God, and the answer is clearly seen here. Paul said so clearly, not in circumcision, but before he was circumcised. So he got that word from the Lord that he was justified by his faith in Christ Jesus, by his faith in the only true and living God, before he was circumcised, before he got the sign of circumcision. So this shows that God had already placed Abraham in right standing with him, even before he gave him the sign of the covenant, which was circumcision. So people of God, this is made clear in Genesis 15:6 and in Genesis 17:7-13. So we are going to turn there. We are going to refer to these scriptures. Genesis 15:6. The word of God tells us in Genesis 15:6, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. So we see here, people of God, where Abraham was justified before God before he was circumcised. Because we see in the following scripture in Genesis 17, after the Lord spoke to him and said, you are justified, I see you as a righteous man before me because of your faith. In chapter 17, verse 7, going down to verse 13, it speaks of the covenant, the sign of circumcision that God established with Abraham and the people of Israel. So the word said in verse 7 of Genesis 17, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generation for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you, and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. He that is born in the house or brought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed. Verse 13. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. So we see, people of God, that Abraham was justified by his faith even before he had the covenant of circumcision. So we see it is about faith, not about external works. It's about our faith in God. Our faith in God justifies us, declares us righteous because we believe God and we are walking according to his will. Our trust in him will automatically cause us to do good works. But good works cannot save us. It is by our faith in Jesus Christ alone. Look at verse 11 of Romans 4. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had, yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed on them also. What was Paul saying here? Paul was saying that Abraham received the sign of circumcision, a seal or a stamp of the righteousness of the faith which he had before he was circumcised, that he, Abraham, might be the father of all those who will put their trust in God, though they are not circumcised like the Jews. So that righteousness might be imputed or credited to their account also. And people of God, it is showing us in Galatians 3, 6 to 9, as Paul said, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Verse 9, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So it doesn't matter if we are Jews or Gentile, those that are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham, because we are justified by faith in God. Not our works, lest we should boast, but by placing our trust, our confidence in Jesus Christ, the Blessed One. So we are to come and to know and to understand that it's not our works that save us, but it is our faith in Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. So we have to know that not the Jews only, but also the Gentiles, by putting our faith in Jesus Christ, we are now justified by our faith in God. So it is showing us, people of God, that good works will follow those that have placed their faith in Jesus. For we are created unto good works. So we are now new creations in Christ Jesus. And because of that, people of God, we automatically will do good works, because we have the new nature in us. The new nature is dominant and it's operating in us. So because of that, we are inclined to do good works. So it is by faith that we are justified, and we are now in the same category as faithful Abraham, where his faith was accounted as righteousness. God bless you here this evening, and we thank God for his words to us this evening, reminding us that it is by faith that we are saved. It is by faith. It is a gift of God. It's not of our works, lest we should boast how great we are and how great of a worker we are. But it's by placing our faith in the Blessed One, Jesus Christ, the Son. God bless you here. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you for this season. We thank you, O God Almighty, that you are enlightening us as to how, O God, we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. So we just thank you right now that, O God, our faith is accounted as righteousness. And we thank you that, O God, only our faith in Jesus Christ will, O God, allow us to see you face to face. So we thank you and we bless you and we praise you and we look to you by faith as we give thanks and pray. In Jesus' precious name, amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, and may God continue to prosper you throughout this year and always. Blessings, blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.